So do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pulling the plug on an Israeli delegation's visit to Washington after the U.S. refused to block a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. A Biden administration official suggesting there are domestic political issues in Israel that could be driving the Israeli response. An appellate court lowering the bond former President Trump has to pay in his state civil fraud case from $464 million to $175 million. The due date extended by 10 days, Trump reacting.
So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
Separately, the judge in Trump's hush money case set a trial date of April 15th. Russia's President Putin today again without evidence, pinning the blame for the attack on a Russian concert hall on Ukraine. This is ABC News. At least three people are dead after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake hit Papua New Guinea. Nearly 1,000 homes destroyed. The region is still dealing with widespread flooding that took place earlier this month. Superstar baseball player Shohei Ohtani is set to speak publicly about a multi-million dollar gambling scandal involving his former interpreter. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
Los Angeles Dodgers star player Shohei Ohtani is looking to set the record straight about his longtime Japanese interpreter placing gambling bets and getting the attention of federal investigators while millions of dollars in wire transfers were withdrawn from Ohtani's accounts. Interpreter Ippei Mizuhara was fired last week after Ohtani's lawyers accused him of stealing the money, but in an interview with ESPN, Mizuhara claimed he asked Ohtani for the money to pay off his gambling debts. Ohtani is one of the country's highest paid baseball players, signing a 10-year $700 million contract with the Dodgers.
And on Wall Street, stocks were lower. Dow down 162 today. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mild and rainy day today as high temperatures hit the mid-40s and winds start to get a bit breezy. Light rain ramps up by this evening, bringing around a half an inch to nearly an inch. With heavy downpours possible, as thunderstorms are not out of the question. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 35.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It's been more than a month since 3-year-old Elijah Vu went missing in Two Rivers. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, have both been charged with child neglect but are not charged in the toddler's disappearance. Milwaukee police officers on leave following a shooting. A 20-year-old man is in critical condition. He was shot by police Sunday night after officers responded to shots fired reports. They say the man turned and fired at them during a foot chase. They shot back and struck him several times. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it was a mistake to hire former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to conduct an investigation into fraud in the 2020 election. Voss said on WISN's Up Front Sunday he hopes Gableman is disbarred. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Agriculturalist Program is a program for 18 to 35-year-olds. It provides opportunities for our members of similar age to network and connect with other farmers and ag enthusiasts and grow their network and friendships.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The Rooster Tail Bar & Grill, downtown Durand. And Shaw's LP Gas & Appliance, downtown Durand. A River Falls man was arrested Saturday after a high-speed pursuit in Buffalo County. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies received several reports of an erratic driver traveling northbound on Highway 35 in the town of Buffalo. When deputies attempted to pull over 30-year-old Brendan Mara of River Falls, he failed to stop and a pursuit began for about 12 miles. Spike strips were used and the pursuit ended on Highway 35 near Twilight Road in the town of Belvedere. Mara's been charged with fleeing an officer, operating while intoxicated, operating after revocation, and other traffic violations. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department says a man died while cleaning the city of Blair's water tank. That happened Saturday afternoon when the sheriff's office was called to the water tank where the man was said to be trapped. The man, whose name is not being released, was wearing scuba gear while he cleaned sediment from the tank. Officials say the man had complained to coworkers he was becoming cold but kept working. They believe he became hypothermic and lost the mobility of his hands. They tried pulling him from the tank, but he became tangled in the suction tube and died. A new analysis says the University of Wisconsin-Madison is the most selective college or university in the state. Data for the analysis, developed from the Business Journal, used figures from the U.S. Department of Education. UW-Madison's acceptance rate last year was just over 49%, while ultimately more than 29% of those accepted enrolled. UW-Madison was followed by UW-La Crosse, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and UW-Eau Claire in the average rankings for state colleges. A woman charged in connection with the death of two children in a buggy crash in southern Minnesota will make her first appearance in court today. Samantha Peterson will make her initial appearance in Fillmore County Circuit Court today. Peterson is facing 21 charges, including multiple counts of criminal vehicular homicide tied to the September crash. The two other children who were in the buggy were also injured in that crash. Peterson's sister has also been charged after allegedly trying to take the blame for the crash to help her sister avoid arrest. Her first court appearance is set for Thursday. Green Bay Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher announced he would exit Congress next month. The four-term congressman already announced he would not seek re-election in February because he wanted to enter the private sector and spend more time with family. On Friday, he said he would leave on April 19th, leaving House Speaker Mike Johnson with just a one-member majority. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
One man was arrested after fleeing a Mondovi police officer early Sunday morning. According to Mondovi police, officers clocked 58-year-old Paul Winger traveling 67 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone by Mondovi Dairy Systems. Winger refused to pull over. His vehicle was found abandoned on East Hudson Street. Responding officers, along with Buffalo and Pepin County Sheriff's deputies, set up a perimeter and found Winger. He's been charged with OWI first offense and fleeing an officer. The school district of Mondovi is one of the first school districts in western Wisconsin to buy 5 electric school buses. The Blue Bus Corporation buses are capable of holding 71 passengers. The district had a new charger installed and the buses were delivered to the district recently. Funding for the buses was made possible by a federal grant. Drivers say the electric buses feel almost the same as driving gasoline-powered buses. Investigators say they believe the cause of a fire at a duplex in La Crosse over the weekend was electrical in nature. Only moderate damage was reported at the duplex. There were no injuries from the fire that broke out Saturday night. Firefighters were able to contain the fire before it spread. It was mostly restricted to the attic of the duplex. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission will refer felony charges against Save America Political Action Committee and a state representative to other counties after 3 cited conflicts of interest. The county prosecutors of Chippewa, Florence, and Langlade will not prosecute claims that an alleged scheme took place between Donald Trump's Save America Political Action Committee, GOP Representative Janelle Branchen, county Republican Party officials, and the campaign committee of Adam Steen. The 2022 election was in hopes of replacing Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Ethics Committee believes that Trump and Branchen convinced Steen while pressuring him to illegally decertify the 2020 election. A Wisconsin utility is requesting state funding. We Energies has filed a special $25 million request with the State Public Service Commission. A utility spokesperson says We Energies wants to step up clearing branches and trees from around power lines, one of the major causes for outages in winter snowstorms. The Citizens Utility Board, though, is objecting to the plan, saying We Energies sought to have this sort of funding in its own budget rather than asking the state for money. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Wrecking Ball is coming soon for a beloved bar in La Crosse. At the Board of Public Works meeting today, a contract is expected to be awarded for the Glory Days Bar, which was heavily damaged along with nearby buildings in a fire 2 years ago. Its owners had said that they had hoped to rebuild and reopen the bar, but have been unable to do so. The bar was popular for its collection of Green Bay Packer memorabilia. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Gordon finds fertile ground for fresh talent. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Calling all nonprofit organizations, the NASCAR Foundation has great news. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
Former iRacing star William Byron nabbed his 12th NASCAR Cup Series victory Sunday at Circuit of the Americas. Hendrick Motorsports Vice Chairman Jeff Gordon believes that the sim world may harbor more new talent, considering the 26-year-old began competing in real cars at age 15.
Now, honestly, it's making us look at young up-and-coming drivers that might be the next stars. Even though we got a young lineup, you do have to be thinking about that and planning for it. And, yeah, it makes you kind of look at what's out there, what are options, what does sim racing mean, and what do guys that maybe don't get into cars at 5 and 6 years old, what are they capable of?
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Wisconsin women's basketball team playing its first postseason game in 13 years when they take on Southern Indiana in Evansville tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Second round WNIT matchup tips off at 7 p.m. The Badgers enter with a 13-16 record. Wisconsin's Connor Asijan leaving Madison and entering the transfer portal. Asijan's opportunities in Madison diminished greatly this past season, 1 year after he averaged 11 points a game as a freshman. And Green Bay's Noah Reynolds also entering the transfer portal after averaging 20 points a game, which earned him first-team Horizon League honors and Newcomer of the Year. Hockey Badgers getting ready for the men's NCAA tournament. They'll take on defending NCAA champion Quinnipiac in regional action on Friday. And two Cactus League games left for the Brewers before the start of the regular season. They'll face Colorado each of the next 2 days, then head for New York City, where they'll take on the Mets in the season opener Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Should forward-facing sonar be banned in the Badger State? How about wildlife shining? Does the state need better wake boat regulations? Those are just a few of the 37 advisory questions the State Conservation Congress will offer on hunting, fishing, and trapping at the annual spring fish and game hearings set for Monday, April 8th. More details on how you can participate when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress will once again offer its annual opportunity for the public to provide input a couple of different ways on a variety of natural resources related questions. There'll be in-person opportunities on April 8th at 6 p.m. in each county in the state, or citizens can chime in online starting at noon on April 10th until noon April 13th. Elections for Congress delegates will also take place during the in-person spring hearings on April 8th. That's at 7 p.m., then advisory question voting starts at 7:30. Citizens can see the complete 2024 spring hearing questionnaire, as well as an agenda and all of the 2024 spring hearing locations on the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search annual spring hearings. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
On the road with Febreze Car. When planning your next road trip, why not travel the longest road in America? U.S. Route 20 runs from Boston, Massachusetts on the East Coast to Newport, Oregon on the West Coast. Along the way, you'll pass through big cities, small towns, and even experience the natural wonders of Yellowstone National Park. While some car fresheners hit you with a blast of perfume, Febreze Car works differently. It gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Febreze Car.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mild and rainy day today as high temperatures hit the mid-40s and winds start to get a bit breezy. Light rain ramps up by this evening, bringing around a half an inch to nearly an inch. With heavy downpours possible, as thunderstorms are not out of the question. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 35.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, interesting market day. We're going to start on the livestock side of all the trade action. Of course, we had a cattle on feed report. I have heard many people say, okay, was not expecting the numbers that we saw in that report come Friday afternoon. They had a chance for the weekend to digest it. Now, add to the fact that we've got other reports coming out this week. Everybody's been talking about March 28th. That is looming this Thursday, but also getting forgot about, which doesn't always give us a lot of data, but it's the quarterly hogs and pigs report that also comes out. And then we head into a 3-day holiday weekend. So a lot of time to digest a lot of information this week. Kyle Bumstead joins us today with Allendale. And what a better person to bring on. We'll talk a little bit more about this cattle on feed report. You and I talked about it on Friday for the Saturday weekend report, but that was just moments after you had the chance to look at the numbers. You had a chance to kind of digest everything. And as we came into today's trade, what was your biggest takeaway from those numbers?
Well, first of all, Susan, thanks for having me back here. And yeah, Friday was quite the show with Mike Zuzulo. It's always great to be with Mike. But yeah, it was just a few minutes after the report, and we did the weekend roundup there. And overall, the report was surprisingly negative. And even after the break we saw on Friday, I was expecting here after we saw those numbers here to see a break today. And I was really expecting that August to take the biggest hit, and August did take the biggest hit here today, down $1.52 here on that August live cattle contract, with October and June here closely behind it, down $1.30. April was down $1.30 as well here. Of course, that contract's in liquidation mode here. But some of the biggest numbers here, and everyone's kind of talking about, was the placement number. And total placements during February are interesting, but the weight breakdown is even more interesting. Heavy cattle seem to be the kind of the normal aspect of the cattle business this year. Cattle weighing less than 600 pounds during the month of February were 101% larger than last year, with those 6 to 699 at 106% larger than last year placed at 515,000 head. Placements 7 to 799 were 111% above last year at 485,000 head. And those 8 to 899 were at 115% larger. So cattle 900 pounds and higher and heavier were 111% of last year at 200,000 head. And with carcass weights that are record heavy for the week of March 9th, we're still waiting on this week's data here. It hasn't come out yet. Placements are certainly going to make one expect to see ample supplies of fed cattle sooner rather than later. So we still got plenty of cattle around us here up front. Marketing number, It was the third largest in history on a monthly basis here at 1.793 million head. Only those of 2022 and 2002 and 2000 were larger, so it's somewhat misleading. But since February has an extra day this year, we killed 85,381 head on a weekday basis. Marketings were 98.5% of last year, smallest since February of 2019. So you really got to break down those numbers here. The marketings were weaker than expected here, given the fact that we had an extra day versus last year. So it does not surprise me here to see us break. The action in the spreads, though, was very interesting. First off, we saw as this thing shelled out just drove lower and drove lower and drove lower early on in the session. We set an open price high early in the session, and then it finally come back after gapping lower and got within and filled the gap there in the June contract. We got down to major support here in this June contract here at 180.75. I'm watching that 180.60 level because that would be a new 4-week low here on that June live cattle contract. That'd be taking out some old lows we had there from about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And 181.60 is where we closed. We're not that far away from it. And last week's move here in the cash market here, we had a pretty strong cash market here last week with that 65 to 80% carcass here, choice carcass there, up $2.23 there at 188.08. So I'm looking for cash to be steady this week, but we did have a basis flip last week, and now the cash is above the futures, and hopefully that'll encourage some more cattle to come to market. And if we got some big cattle around us up front here, it could encourage guys to move cattle a little bit quicker.
So as you look at that, and obviously the need to move cattle to fit the demand as we get closer to grilling season, what do you see that outline? And does that mean the opportunity maybe for some bigger cash coming the way to our folks?
That is possible. But Friday we did see boxes down. We did see choice down over $3 and select down almost $3 as well too. And that's the first big hit we've seen here in boxes. Now today at noon, they were up just a little bit, but I'm really going to be looking at here if we get two, three, 4 days together here of lower boxes here in the afternoons, that's going to be really cutting back into that packer margin. And that's something that's really been talked about in the industry here. And I mean, we as cattle feeders really shouldn't care what the packer's making, but it does affect how they bid and how they bid up. So they have been bidding up here, even though their margin hasn't been good, but we still have some other things that can affect this thing as well, too. We've got our outside markets here as far as interest rates and whatnot. There's talk of interest rates being cut here this year. We got the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, some of those markets at all-time highs again. We got cash cattle now at all-time highs. So the question is, how long can the ball keep rolling? We do have the non-commercial funds. They had a sizable length here in this complex here, as of last Tuesday here when that report came out Friday with commitments traders. We did see some length there. Feeder cattle, they'd paired back some length. So there is some room to the downside if these cattle do start taking out and failing on a technical basis here. And that chart, to me, looking at the June and the August live cattle chart, does show some weakness here. It's going to take the rest of the week to confirm. And what better time to have it happen than on a coming up on a three-day weekend here, a shortened four-day trading week.
All right, I want to ask you before we head to break, we do have a quarterly hogs and pigs report that comes out Thursday afternoon. It doesn't get a lot of attention. Do you expect it just to be another quarterly run of numbers?
Yes, I do, Susan. And I do think that hogs are getting a little bit overvalued up here in these areas as well, and they're due for a pullback based off the charts, number one. Number two, you do have quite the premium structure out there. You've got the index trading around 83.59, 83.60 in that area. April hogs are trading at 85.15, June hogs at 101.67, and July hogs at 102 or 103.92, almost at 104 mark. So it does look to me, July hogs at 104. It does look to me like this, these contracts are getting a little bit out ahead of themselves here compared to where the index is at. And you could see a nice setback here unless this cash market really takes off. Now, I have been hearing some things out there in hog country.
Folks, we've got a lot more coming up as the Channel Final Bell continues on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Kyle Bumstead. Talked a lot happening on the front half with this cattle market and the industry and the movement, obviously, that we continue to see within this trade. And I wanted to, before we flipped over to the grains, wanted to get your takeaway from a consumer perspective, because, you know, we had Fed talks last week. We know folks are watching their pocketbook a little bit tighter. How do you see that taking a toll on this cattle market when it comes to consumers buying and heading into a would be a strong grilling season?
Well, hopefully that demand continues. I know, and I've been harping about this for a couple years now about the amount of credit card debt in this country, but you know, as you go anywhere, you can't hardly go anywhere without using a credit card. So until that really starts to catch up with the consumer, I think we're all right yet. But at some point in time, it will catch up with the consumer. And what I mean is less and less places are taking cash and they just want a credit card or debit card. And that's how they do it. And so a lot of people will just throw the old credit card out there and throw it on there and we'll just make the minimum monthly payment. And as long as everything's good there and we keep making those minimum monthly payments or folks keep making those, we'll be just fine. But beef is expensive. I mean, I priced some here over the weekend at a very large Iowa grocery chain, and you know, you're talking for a ribeye loin just under $300. I think it's $275 for a whole ribeye loin. So that's getting kind of pricey, but you know, I mean, as long as people are still willing to pay for it, I mean, I'm all for it as long as they keep paying up for it. So we do have to definitely watch that, though, and watch the unemployment numbers and some of the other numbers here we have as far as GDP numbers and jobless claims like that coming up this week. That could have an effect on things as well, too.
All right, let's switch gears now. Of course, and you talked about it a little bit when we did the weekend report. The 28th. It is just around the corner. It seems like for the longest time we've been talking about this report for months, and now it is about to be here. And they said this could throw a lot of curveballs or surprises when we see those numbers come out midday on Thursday.
Yeah, it's possible, but I don't know what kind of curveballs we're looking for. I'd actually be looking for it to be a little bit more bearish beans and maybe slightly friendly on corn as far as the prospective acreage goes. And I put that in quotations because it's just a USDA report that the government puts together by a survey and whatnot. But you've had that NOB 24, DEIS 24 corn bean spread sitting at 2.5 to 2.55 all winter long. So that's been saying that they've been buying beans away, bean acres away from corn all winter long. If that'd been under 2.5, closer to 2.4, then you could have made a case for maybe some corn acres. But to me, I'm looking at this market here. There's nothing really extremely bullish in either corn or beans right now, except the fact that we've got maybe some better feed demand. Obviously, given a government report with cattle on feed, we'll see what the hogs and pigs report gives us here. But we should have some decent feed demand, and our ethanol demand as far as the corn side goes. Our export demand is terrible. Obviously, we have not seen the export sales, and the basis and the spreads reflect that. They're slowly building carry back into this corn market. You're flirting with bearish carry in this corn market, and you're also kind of getting there in soybeans as well, too, with that May-July bean spread at 12 and three-quarter cents. It's not going to take much here, and you're going to hit the down escalator, and you could build some more carry into that bean market. But the bullish thing that we have going for us right now is this non-commercial short. If they keep come in here and keep covering these shorts, that's great, but it's going to be a small window of opportunity for folks to catch up on selling things. So we're really, you know, really, I hate to say it, but we really need a weather issue this summer in order to hopefully get some more momentum behind this thing and maybe make some of those export sales, get some other countries scared that we're not going to raise it. But it seems like year in, year out, last year was one of the worst years that we've had in a long time as far as dry weather, and kept hearing about how I'm not going to have a crop. And then you hear guys in the combine, well, this is one of the better crops I've had. So, you know, as far as me listening to how bad it is out there, I hate to say it, but you just kind of become numb to it after a while, and you can't really listen to it, because at the end of the year, it seems like we've always raised better crops than anticipated.
Well, and let's talk about the fact that, you know, you talk about a weather event of some sort. That doesn't always have to mean drought. It could mean excessive rain. We don't really know what Mother Nature's going to throw our way.
Right. We don't know what Mother Nature's gonna throw our way. And as we talked here before, before we opened, you know, the old adage is, if it rains on Easter Sunday, it rains for seven Sundays after, as some of the old timers call it. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but it's still very dry here. We are getting a little bit of moisture in some parts of the Corn Belt. And yeah, an inch of rain or snow or whatever kind of moisture is great. And it's very, very welcome at this point in time, but we've still got a lot of very dry areas out there, and we could switch this thing over and it could turn off wet too. And we could have a heck of a time getting this thing planted. I mean, if you look at the fog days, we're hitting the fog days pretty close here, between the end of March, first part of April. So far, we're getting the moisture coming across the plains.
And we'll take the moisture because we definitely need it, and we can continue to see some improvements happening that way. As you look overall picture, from a geopolitical, I know that earlier in the day they were saying all these attacks with Russia and things happening wouldn't have a factor to weigh in, but it's still being talked about in the trade.
Yeah, it is. We've been talking about Russia, Ukraine, and Russia and Taiwan, and Taiwan and China for, what, three, going on almost 4 years now. And I mean, every time we've seen a headline, at first it was, you know, big market movers, and now it's not so big. So I think the market's kind of become immune to it. What I'm more looking at this year, or looking for long term, is this election coming up around the corner.
Today, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You can call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
And that has been today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and the Channel Seed Professional on the Rural Radio Network.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety
runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. American cattle producers cheered last week when the U.S. Senate voted to roll back a Biden administration rule that would have allowed the importation of fresh beef from the South American country of Paraguay. I'll have more details when we come back.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen in to our latest Farm Files episode where we answer the burning question, who really owns the most farmland in the United States?
The real attention as far as farmland ownership in the U.S. has been on foreign ownership lately. You know, that's been in the headlines a lot. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
In November of 2023, the USDA published a final rule which allowed for the importation of fresh beef from the South American country of Paraguay. This was a major shift for U.S. policy, which since 1997 has banned Paraguayan beef imports because the country has struggled with eliminating foot and mouth disease, a catastrophically contagious disease that can impact cattle, sheep, and hogs. Given the risk that FMD would present, American cattle producers immediately started to push back on the USDA's rule change, with all three major cattle organizations condemning the USDA's decision and calling for congressional action. Well, Congress listened. A bipartisan group of senators, led by Democrat John Tester of Montana and Republican Mike Rounds of South Dakota, introduced a piece of legislation called a Joint Resolution for Congressional Disapproval under the Congressional Review Act. That's a long-winded way for Congress to expressly veto certain executive agency rulemakings. It's a single page long that says the rule allowing the import of fresh beef from Paraguay shall have no force or effect. In arguing for the legislation, Senator Tester said, quote, "I have serious concerns that Paraguay does not currently meet the animal health standards that are in place to award access to our markets." And Senator Rounds agreed, adding, quote, "Our consumers should be able to confidently feed their families beef that has met the rigorous standards required within the United States." The United States has been free from foot and mouth disease since 1929, but Paraguay had reported its most recent case in 2012, and lawmakers weren't convinced that enough safeguards had been put in place since that time, especially since U.S. inspectors haven't been on the ground in Paraguay since 2014. Those arguments proved effective for a broad bipartisan majority of senators, with the resolution passing 70-25. I'll have more details when we come back.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
You're invited to the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand, featuring the delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, all for only $14.95. Reservations are appreciated. Call 672-8874. It's the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand.
After the Senate passed a joint resolution to overturn the USDA's approval of fresh beef imports from Paraguay, both the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and RCAF issued statements thanking Congress for taking action and highlighting the importance of herd health across North America. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain showers tonight, temps hold steady in the upper 30s to near 40 and hold there through tomorrow morning. Then temps drop back through the 30s tomorrow afternoon as rain changes over to snow and the breeze remains strong. Partly sunny and low 30s on Wednesday, near 40 with some sun for Thursday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They said change your clothes, she said no I won't. They said comb your hair, she said some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be. She's a wild one running free. She loves rock and roll, they said it's Satan's time. She thinks they're too old, they think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be. She's a wild one running free. She has future plans and dreams at night. When you tell her life is hard, she says that's alright. Yeah, she's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be. She's a wild
out of your drive, burn a little rubber at the red light,
Got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives. And we're just getting started tonight. Girl, you already got the window down, and you got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town, and you're already talking about a six-pack. Already got your shoes off, and you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends, and you already wanna get lost. But we ain't even turned up the radio.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise. Ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you. With my eyes on you. With my eyes on you. Speaking of the coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me. That sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in. And you still talk about that moon that I can't recall. But God, I saw all I needed to. Might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you. With my eyes on you. Here with my eyes on you. Don't you remember Times Square? And people counting down everywhere. 2000, whatever, no, I didn't care. Cause baby, you were there. And once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better.
my eyes on.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Every time I fall, I get back up again. Since my saddle up, find me another way. Let it take me where it wants to go. Another one horse town, another damned old rodeo. I know this life is crazy, but I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song. Hang my hat like I'm here for a while. Kick off my treasure tucked inside my old hat. It brings me love. I need a bunch of that. This midnight wind